爸回来的时候，我有一个玩具。
Because he knows that when a mom or dad comes back, I will have a toy.
但是有一个条件，我不能哭。
But the condition is that I have to stop crying.
他就很高兴。
So then they become very happy.
他爸爸和妈妈回来，真的给他一个玩具。
So when mom or dad come home and really gives him a new toy.
啊，下一次啊，他要哭，爸爸妈妈跟他讲，你不要哭，我再买一个给你。
And the next time, when he's crying again, mom and dad will say, "Oh, don't cry. I will buy another toy for you."
哦，所以应许哦，带给人盼望。
So a promise brings about hope.
那圣经里面啊，神就是我们的父亲。
And in the Bible, God is our Father.
啊，神有给我们很多的应许。
God also gives us many promises.
但是有一个条件。
But there are conditions.
就是我们要回来跟他重新建立。父子的关系。
The condition is that we return and reestablish a father-son relationship with him.
哦，全世界上人都知道有神。
Everyone in this world understands that there is a God.
哦，所以即使在美国科学很发达，哦，拜神的人也非常多。
Even though in such a scientifically advanced country as the U.S., there's still many worshippers of God.
每一个在竞选总统，没有一个人敢讲我不信有神。
Everyone who is going to be elected as a president cannot say that they don't believe in a God.
因为他知道统计数字告诉我们啊，七八十啊，百分之七八十的人都相信有神。
Because according to the polls, he knows that 70-80% of Americans believe that there is a God.
啊，但是人跟神的关系好像那个浪子已经啊离开了，已经断掉了。
But the relationship between man and God is like that of a prodigal son. It's been disconnected.
哦，父亲要给孩子很多的东西，但是孩子一直离开，就没有办法得到。
The father wants to give many of the promises to the son, but the son is not there to receive it.
那如果我们回来建立这个关系，这个应许就给我们。
But if we were to return and reestablish this relationship, then the promises will be granted to us.
所以人生的很多问题是因为我们离开神。
So many problems in this life is because we have left God.
那每一个问题，圣经都可以找到一个应许来解决我们的问题。
For every one of these issues, there is a promise that's recorded in the Bible to resolve these issues.
所以圣经真的是带给我们盼望。
So the Bible truly brings us hope.
啊，也因为盼望带给我们安慰。
And because of the hope, it brings us comfort.
人在最困难的时候要读圣经。
So in our most difficult parts in our lives, we need to read the Bible.
因为神的应许就是我们困难的出路。
Because God's promises is the exit from our difficulties.
有神的人就没有绝路。
Those who believe in God will never face a dead end.
因为有很多的应许在等待我们。
Because there are many promises that are awaiting us.
那这个应许一实现了，我们就觉得真的有神。
Once these promises are realized, then we understand that there truly is a God.
而且神真的很爱我。
And that this God truly loves me.
啊，我来敬拜他，他就给我很多的恩典。
I can come to worship him, and he will grant me many promises.
那在第四节告诉我们。
In verse 4 it tells us.
啊，主耶稣将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
The Lord Jesus has given to us exceedingly great and precious promises.
啊，什么叫做宝贵？
What is precious?
啊，就是钱买不到的，叫做宝贵。
Means that it is something you can't buy with money.
啊，如果钱买得到，就不算宝贵。
If it is something that money can buy, then it is no longer precious.
因为你有钱就有了。
Because you can obtain it just with money.
钱越多，你可以买到越多。
And the more money you have, the more you can buy.
啊，所以这不算什么宝贵。
So then that's not considered precious.
啊，钱买不到，就是你有钱也没有。
If you can't buy it with money, it means that you can't obtain it even with money.
哇，这个就非常的宝贵。
Then it's very precious.
哦，那什么叫做大？
What is great?
啊，这个大就是世界上没有办法比较的。
Great means you can't find anything to compare to it in this world.
你在世界上找不到的。
You can't find it in this world.
啊，如果钱买不到，我在世界上找得到，我的朋友可以给我，这个也不算大。
Because even if it's something that you can purchase with money, but your friend can find it, then this is not considered great.
啊，钱买不到，你在世界上找不到，这个叫做又宝贵又极大的应许。
If you can't buy it with money and you can't find it in this world, then this is considered great and precious.
啊，这个就是为什么我们人需要来找神。
And this is the reason why, as humans, we need to come and find God.
啊，因为有一个又宝贵又极大的应许要给我们。
Because there is great and precious promises that are to be given to us.
啊，那到底这个应许是什么？
And so what is this promise?
啊，我们如果再看下面。
If we continue to read.
说脱离从世上情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
That you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruptions that is in the world through lust.
啊，这里告诉我们世界充满什么。
Here tells us what this world is filled with.
这里说世界充满着情欲。
It tells us it's filled with lust.
啊，情欲是什么？
What is lust?
啊，如果更清楚地讲，情欲就是罪性。
More specifically, lust is sinful nature.
啊，我们常常会讨论一个问题。
Sometimes,
人性本善还是人性本恶？
Sometimes we may ponder over this question: Is human nature good or bad?
但是讨论到最后也没有结果。
And at the end, we can't find the answer.
啊，但是如果我们回到圣经
，But if we were to return to the Bible,
人性本恶还是人性本善
？Is it a human nature? Is it a good or bad?
啊，两个都有。
It's both.
啊，圣经告诉我们，人有良心。
The Bible tells us that we have conscience.
所以人会立志行善。
So we will determine to do good.
啊，所以他有这个良善的本性的一部分。
So there is that good nature in us.
但是呢，圣经又说，行出来，行不出来，不得我。
But the Bible also says that the good I know to do, I cannot do, and I cannot choose.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为人里面有一个罪性。
Because we also have a sinful nature.
啊，从小孩子出生的时候
，When a child is born,
啊，你看到小孩子小小，他就会相争玩具，就会打架。
You can see that children will fight over toys and have disputes.
那是谁教他的
？Who taught them?
没有人教他。
No one.
没有人教他，他怎么会这样做呢
？So if no one teaches them to do this, how do they learn to do it?
这里说从啊情欲来的败坏，这个就是罪性来的。
It says it's from the corruption through lust, so this is from the sinful nature.
哎呀，那罪性本身呢，就带给人败坏。
So sinful nature itself produces corruption.
哦，所以我们人生最大的问题是什么
？So what is the biggest problem in our lives?
我们现在最关心的问题大概是整个地球的暖化。
What we're most concerned about right now is probably global warming.
啊，因为我们看到很多的这个大的台风哦，都跟这个地球的暖化有关系啊。
Because we see these epic hurricanes that are related to global warming.
哦，我们现在最关心就是整个地球的污染。
And we're also concerned about global pollution.
哦，所以好多人吃 organic， 这个没有污染过的。
So many people consume organic foods that don't contribute to the pollution.
这个似乎是我们现在觉得人面对最大的危机。
And so this is probably our crisis in our age.
哦，但是回到圣经来看。
But if we were to return to the Bible,
人类最大的危机就是罪性。
Our imminent crisis is truly our sinful nature.
哦，这个罪性从创世开始，人犯罪以后就进到世界。
And this sinful nature entered into this world, after the creation of God when man sinned.
啊，一直到现在，凡是生在世界都有罪性。
To this point, whoever is born into this world carries a sinful nature.
所以罪性强过良心。
And so this sinful nature overcomes our conscience.
啊，因此在人生产生很多的败坏。
And therefore, in our lives, it reaps many corruption.
啊，虽然我们看到教育已经非常的提高非常多。
Even though education in general has been elevated significantly.
甚至知识也增加很多。
And people are a lot more knowledgeable.
财富也增加很多。
And people are accumulating more wealth.
但是整个世界的道德似乎一直往下走。
But it seems like the morals of the world as a whole continue to go downward.
如果回到圣经，答案就是因为人有罪性。
If we were to return to the Bible, the answer is because there is a sinful nature.
那这个罪性啊，从比较大的就是影响整个社会的风气，整个文化。
So widespread speaking, the sinful nature influences the culture of this world.
从比较小就是影响我们的家庭。
On a microscopic level, it influences the family.
罪性影响一个婚姻的关系。
The sinful nature influences a relationship in a marriage.
罪性影响两代的关系。
The sinful nature influences the relationship between parent and child.
所以现在好多破碎的家庭。
And so now there are many broken families.
你如果看到统计数字，差不多40%的小孩子都在单亲家庭长大。
According to statistics, 40% of children grow up in a single parent family.
这个单亲家庭是人都不愿意见的。
No one wants to be in a single parent family.
但是为什么这么多的单亲家庭？
But why is it so prevalent?
如果我们把它 推到最后，就是因为人的罪性。
If we were to look at the root of the cause, it's because of our sinful nature.
是我们的家庭啊，婚姻破碎发生问题。
It causes our marriages inside a family to be broken.
甚至我们不要想到家庭。
So let's put family aside for now.
我们想到我们自己本身。
Let's just think about ourselves as individuals.
我们自己本身也因为被罪性缠累，所以我们常常活得不快乐。
Each one of us is maybe bogged down by our sinful nature, so we're unhappy.
比方说，如果我们被恨充满。
For example, if we're filled with hatred,
我们里面就没有平安了。
Then we don't have peace.
如果我们被贪心充满，
If we're filled with greed,
我们永远不会快乐。
Then we will never be satisfied.
那这个都是罪性。
And this is all sinful nature.
所以人活着不会快乐，常常是因为罪性在控制一个人。
And so as we are living and we feel unhappy, it's often because sinful nature is controlling us.
那我们再看到好多人的醉酒。
And we see many who are addicted to alcohol.
有的人去赌博。
Some are gamblers.
这个都是罪借着赌博酒在控制人。
And this is sin using alcohol or gambling to control us.
所以罪借着很多不同的方式在控制人。
And so sin uses different means to control us.
虽然现在人好像活得很自由。
Even though people seem to live very in freedom.
但是从圣经看起来，现在人都不自由。
But from the view of the Bible, people are living in not in freedom at all.
因为不好的事情没有办法不去做。
Because we can't do what is not good.
好的事情有时候做不出来。
And sometimes we can't do what we know is good.
所以好多人带着希望把孩子带到美国。
And so many people come to this country with hope for their children.
他才发现在美国要教养好的下一代非常难。
Then they realize that it's very hard to bring about very good children in this country.
因为这个罪性在我们的心里面。
Because the sinful nature is in our hearts.
如果一个人在一个很自由放纵的社会，
If a person lives in a very a society that allows you to do whatever you want，
这个罪性就像发芽，就像花园一样杂草丛生。
Then the sinful nature is like it's in a garden, like weeds that are growing in a garden。
本来很漂亮的花园，因为杂草丛生，你看起来就不漂亮。
It used to be a beautiful garden, but because it's overtaken by weeds, it's no longer beautiful。
本来是一个很有前途的人生，但是你被罪性所控制，你就发现看不到前途。
Just like a future that's filled with possibility, because of sinful nature, it seems like there's no more future.
那人是不是没有希望呢？
So does this mean that we have no more hope?
罪性没有办法控制
Because we can't control our sinful natures.
所以我们回到彼得后书的第一章。
So that's why we return to 2 Peter chapter 1.
下面说，就得与神的性情有份。
It says to be partakers of God's divine nature.
第一个，神给我们能力或脱离这个罪性。
First, God gives us the ability to escape the corruption.
但这个是负面的。
That's the negative way of looking at this.
杂草丛生，你草拔起来了，那那个空位怎么办？
So after you pull the weed, what do you do with that empty space?
你要种出更漂亮的花草
You have to plant something more beautiful.
那人的罪性可以把它拔出来。
And so we can pluck our sinful nature.
那里面要种什么？
Then what are we going to plant to replace it?
下面说，得与神的性情有份。
It says we may be partakers of the divine nature.
这句话是非常宝贵的。
This is a very precious phrase.
神的性情。
God's divine nature.
神都看不到了，那神的性情是什么？
If we can't see God, what is God's divine nature?
好，我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
第十节。
Verse 10 And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power.
这里说神的本性一切的丰盛有形有体的居住在基督里面。
It says in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
主耶稣是道成肉身。
So the Lord Jesus' word become flesh.
这个道就是神。
This word is God.
肉身就是人。
And the body is man.
所以主耶稣是神成为人，在2000年前啊住在这个世界。
So 2000 years ago, Jesus came to this world as God.
因此神的一切的本性啊丰丰满满就在主耶稣的身上表现出来。
Therefore, the in all of God's divine attributes are fully embodied in the Lord Jesus.
你看主耶稣把神的爱表现出来。
We can see that the Lord Jesus manifests the love of God.
神怎么爱我们？
How does God love us?
你看主耶稣。
Just look at Jesus.
神的爱就在里面。
And the God's love is in Him.
那神是公义的。
God is just.
那什么叫神的公义？
What is God's justice?
如果看主耶稣，
Look at Jesus.
神的公义就在他身上。
You can see God's justice in him.
所以主耶稣把神的本性用实际的生活把它表现出来。
So Lord Jesus demonstrates God's attributes in his everyday life.
跟神的性情有份，到最后就是跟主耶稣一样。
So to be partakers of God's divine nature is to ultimately be like the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣跟我们一样，是同样是一个人。
The Lord Jesus is just like us, as he's a human being.
但是主耶稣跟我们又不一样。
But yet he is also different from us.
我们是人，他是神。
We are people, he is God.
所以主耶稣他又是神，又是人。
So Lord Jesus is both man and God.
那我们人有罪性。
So as man, we have a sinful nature.
但是因为主耶稣的救恩。
But because of the salvation of the Lord Jesus,
我们可以渐渐改变，被神性充满。
We can gradually change ourselves to be filled with the divine nature of God.
就是到最后有主耶稣的品德，有主耶稣的个性。
It means that we ultimately have the personality or the attributes of the Lord Jesus.
那这个有什么好处？
What's the benefit of this?
有很多好处。
There are many benefits.
我们现在来看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. 行。For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个地方讲，我们如果在信仰上一直在追求。
Here says if we continue to pursue our faith.
越来越靠近神。
And we're closer and closer to God.
追求神越来越同在我们。
And the Lord Jesus abides with us more and more.
那这个人就会不会闲懒不结果子。
Then this person will not be barren nor unfruitful.
这个倒过来讲，就是说，这一个人好像一棵果树啊，他会结满很多果子。
That is to say, this person will be like a tree that bears much fruit.
有时候如果我们在庭院里面种很多的果树
，Sometimes if we plant many fruit trees in our garden,
又大又甜又多
，and there's lots of good and juicy sweet fruit.
我们常常每一天都可以享受我们庭院里面的果树。
Then every day we can enjoy these fruits that we reap from our garden.
那你如果想想看我们家里面每一个人就像一棵果树。
So if you think about it, in your family, each person is like a tree, a fruit tree.
每一个都会结果子。
Each person can bear fruit.
又甜又大又多。
Big, large, juicy fruit.
哇，那个家庭生活是一种很大的享受。
Then that family, the family life and dynamics must be enjoyment for the entire family.
所以信仰追求的结果就是在我们生活有实质的改变。
And so the result of the pursuit of our faith is that we have actual change in our lives.
那这个改变到最后就是让人看到主耶稣的个性跟品德在我们的生活中。
And this actual change is so that others can see the personality, the characteristics of Jesus in us.
好，我们现在看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
十九节。
Verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness. 20. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, and heresies. 21. Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. 23. Gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
如果我们从十九节一直看到二十一节。
If we were to read from verse 19 to 21.
这个叫做情欲的事。
This is the works of the flesh.
也就是 罪性的结果。
Which is the result of the sinful nature.
啊，那如果我们从十九节看到二十一节，里面没有一样是好的。
If we were to read verse 19 to 21, none of these items are good.
这个每一件事情都是我们不想要的。
Each one of these things are things we don't want to be.
哦、但是因为我们有罪性，所以人、啊、多多少少都有一个、两个、三个、四个，每个都有。
But because we have a sinful nature, more or less we'll carry with us two or three or four of these、attributes.、
哦、但是如果我们从二十二节读下去
，But if we were to read from verse 22,、
哦、圣灵所结的果子
，The fruit of the Spirit,、
哦、圣灵就是神的灵
，The Spirit is the Holy Spirit from God,、
哦、就是神本身，因为神就是灵
，Which is God Himself because God is Spirit.、
哦、当神充满在我们里面
，When God fills in us,
他把神的本性浇灌在我们里面
，He will pour His divine nature into us.
我们就有这个九个表现
，Then we will have these five, these nine characteristics.
这个九个表现没有一样是不好的
，And none of these nine characteristics are bad.
每一样都是好的
，Each one is good.
每一样我们都想要有
，We each one of these are what we want to be.
但是如果我们没有拜神，就很难拿到这个九个果子
，But if we don't worship God, then it's difficult for us to have these nine characteristics.
所以第一个仁爱。
First is love,
很有爱心,
very loving.
再来, 活着很喜乐,
then you live a joyful life.
第三个, 啊, 跟人很和睦,
third is we have peace with everyone.
啊, 第四个, 非常的忍, 会懂, 会忍耐,
four is we know to be long-suffering.
啊, 再来, 啊, 对人很有恩慈,
we're kind towards people.
再来, 内心很良善, 没有恶,
we have goodness in our hearts with no evil.
啊, 做人很实在,
that we're honest people.
个性很温柔
we have a gentle personality
生活有节制
and we have self-control in our lives
这个是太好了
so isn't this wonderful、
哦、所以为什么我们需要信神
so why do we need to believe in God、
哦、因为当我们亲近神
because when we draw close to God
这个人会改变
we will change、
哦、会结果子
we will bear fruit、
啊、那你想想看、啊、如果一个人有这个九个表现
so if you think about it, if a person have all nine of these characteristics
这个人到哪个地方就让那个地方的人、啊、来享受他的同在
that no matter where that person is、people around him will enjoy being with him、
哦、那你如果想想我们家里面的人都有这个九个表现
and if you think about it if each one of our family members is have these nine characteristics
那这个家庭生活不是像天国吗
isn't this family like living in heaven、
哦、所以要真的让家庭幸福
so to have a beautiful family
从最根本的做法
we start from the very basic
就是要生命改变
which is to change our lives
要脱离罪性要跟神的性情有份
To depart from the sinful nature and to be partakers of God's divine nature.
那大家活在这个圣灵的果子里面，家庭生活实在是享受。
Then every one of us can live in this life with the fruit of the Spirit and enjoy one another.
这个就是为什么我们需要来寻找神。
And this is why we need to pursue God.
哦，幸福的家庭，美满的婚姻，这是保证的，圣经的保证。
Having a blessed family and a beautiful marriage is a guarantee in the Bible.
因为他要改变我们的罪性，变成跟神的性情有份。
Because he will change our sinful nature so that we can be partakers of God's divine nature.
好，我们现在再回来看彼得后书的第一章。
Let's return to 2 Peter chapter 1.
啊，彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
十一节。
Verse 11.For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这个地方说必叫你丰丰富富的进入主耶稣耶稣永远的国度。啊，有世界上有哪个地方我们可以永远住下去呢？
Where in this world can we live in forever?
我们人生都是在漂泊。
Our lives are transient.
我漂了好多地方，今天漂到美国来。
We're fleeting and we float from one place to another and today we are in the U.S.
哦，那我们的下一站在哪里？
Where is our next stop?
哦，我们也不知道。
We don't know.
哦，但是我们大家都可以，啊，肯定我们有共同的目标，哦，有一个共同的终点。
But we all know that we have one, the same destination.
就是我们死了就埋在坟墓里面。
Which is one day we will die and we will be buried.
哦，你如果有机会到坟墓里面去看
If you had a chance to go to a cemetery,
你看那个墓碑,
you look at the gravestones.
有年轻的, 有年老的,
they're old and young.
哦, 在这个躺在坟墓里面, 有很有成就的, 很有教育的, 很有钱的, 很突出的, 很有才华的。
And laying in the grave are those who are very, are brilliant, educated, accomplished.
哦, 但是死的埋在坟墓里面，乞丐跟皇帝有什么差别？
But after you're dead and you're buried in the ground, there's no difference between king and beggar.
所以圣经才说我们人生很虚空。
And so that's why the Bible says that this life is vain.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们最后的结论都是归零。
Because the conclusion is the same, we go to nothing.
但是这样的观念不是要叫我们灰消极。
This is not to teach us to be pessimists.
当我们对人生有一个彻底的觉悟，我们人生才有一个彻底的改变。
But it is so that if we have a thorough understanding of what life is about, then we will have an understanding of how to live this life.
如果我觉得人生不会虚空，
If I feel like this life is not vain at all,
我这样活得很好，我活到死也很好，
and that I can live a good life to my death,
那我为什么需要神？
Then why do I need to believe in God?
但是如果我觉得说我这样活下去，一切变空的。 这个没有意义。
But if I were to know that if I were to live this way, at the end it comes to nothing.
那我就会来寻找另外一种生活方式。
Then I will learn to seek for another type of life.
让我的生活更有意义。
So then my life could be meaningful.
那另外一个生活方式是什么？
So what is this another way to live?
这里就告诉我们，人活着有一个目标。
Here tells us that as we live, we have a goal.
在我们死的时候，要进入救主永远的国度。
And the goal is that when we die, we will go to the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
曾经有一个强盗跟主耶稣被钉在同钉在十字架。
There was once a robber who was crucified next to the Lord Jesus.
这个强盗抢了好多人，甚至杀过人。 他被钉在十字架上是应该的。
This robber stole from many people, even killed. So it's right for him to be nailed on a cross.
但是这个强盗把握最后一个机会。
But this robber took the last opportunity.
他要求主耶稣拯救他。
He pleaded to the Lord Jesus to save him.
主耶稣说，今日你要同我在乐园里面。
Lord Jesus told him, today you will be with me in paradise.
主耶稣死了，他的灵回到乐园里面。
And so when Jesus died, his soul went to the paradise.
最后他复活升天了，升到乐园里。
And he was resurrected and went to paradise.
那个是永远的国度。
That is an everlasting kingdom.
那我们今天信主就有一个盼望。
And so today, we as believers, we have a hope.
我们短暂几十年的人生是为什么？
Why do we live this short life in this world?
就是预备我们自己将来可以去到一个永远的天国。
It is to prepare ourselves to enter into this everlasting kingdom.
所以人生充满着盼望。
And so we live life filled with hope.
这个就是我们为什么要信主。
And this is why we believe in God.
那11节说, 丰丰富富的进天国。
Verse 11 says, we enter abundantly.
什么叫做丰丰富富?
What is abundantly?
死的不是两手空空去的吗？
When you die, don't you go empty-handed?
不错, 物质上是两手空空去了。
It's true. Materially speaking, we take nothing with us.
但是在天国, 神要赐给我们荣耀。
But in heaven, God will grant us glory.
有人在天国发光像太阳。
And people are shining as bright as the sun in heaven.
那个就是我们人最终的追求。
And that is our ultimate pursuit.
回到天国，丰丰富富享受神的荣耀。
To return abundantly to the everlasting kingdom of God and enjoy the glory.
所以我们来寻找主耶稣。
And so we come to find the Lord Jesus.
可以脱离从世上情欲来的败坏。
We can escape the corruption that is in this world.
而且我们能够跟神的性情有份。
And we can be partakers of God's divine nature.
我们的生活会改变。
Then our lives will change.
我们的人生充满着盼望。
Our lives will be filled with hope.
这实在是非常的宝贵。
And this is indeed precious.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
363.
363.